This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Joining us again. Hey, Matt, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
Doing well here as well. Solo Mulsey today. Pony taking some well-deserved time off for his daughter's second birthday. So he's like across the state just tweeting up a storm because he can't believe he missed the TJ Watt news, which we all had a good laugh about yesterday. but that's neither here nor there. So I know you're still down in Georgia, correct?
Yes, I am.
You were sending us pictures we were very jealous of from the stadium, I think, for the All-Star game, or was it the Derby? I can't remember which. I think it was the game itself.
It was a game, yes.
So I wanted to ask you about the Derby first, just your impressions really fast from what you saw from O'Neal Cruz, because he did hit a 513-foot bomb, people speculating that he was imagining Pony's face when he swung at the ball to hit 513 feet. Just what you thought about his performance, just the fact that he was even included in the Derby too.
I think MLB got what they wanted with him being in it. Like they wanted to see the majestic long home runs, the exit velocities, probably the things that a lot of people get frustrated with when he doesn't do well that gets made a big deal about. But that event, you know, it's like the guy dunking in the all and the slam dunk contest. Like, you want to see those guys that do that. And I thought he showed up too. Like he gave some of the long home runs. He didn't win it, but gave his purpose for being in it was the oohs and the ahs. What you saw, you can always say, you can see the other players when they watch that stuff, how they react, and they definitely reacted to him. And on a side note, I thought it was really cool, Cal Raleigh with his dad and brother. I mean, is it getting any better than that, winning that event?
It's the year of Cal Raleigh, man. It's Cal Raleigh's world, and we're all currently just living in it right now. What did you think of the swing-off to end the game itself? I'm curious about that one because, you know what it felt like to me? Something very cool in the moment where I was like, yeah, that's pretty awesome. And then I had this horrible, dreaded thought, Matt, where I went, oh, wow, this got such a good reaction that baseball is going to try to actually end games after 12 innings if they're still tied by having a swing off and real ones that count.
You know, the weird part for me was, like, you know, we played the whole game. You have some candidates to win the MVP, and then it gets decided in the swing off who wins the MVP. That part to me was a little confusing to me. It makes sense because he did basically end it, but you know, it did nothing that was a baseball game action. I would hope the MLB doesn't do that. I actually had a similar feeling about it. Very cool for the All-Star game. I remember the one in Milwaukee that went on.
Ending in a tie. They have that shot of them going over to Bud Selig. He's sitting in the stands. It's horrifying.
Yes, yes. And this was way better. Like, you couldn't burn people's arms. You probably had coaches and GMs saying, don't use my guy, and the players trying, because it still meant home field advantage at the time, so the players trying to, like, figure it out, and that was a nightmare. Again, like, we like to criticize, everybody likes to criticize MLB and NBA and NFL for making dumb decisions. Adding that to the All-Star game, great idea. No chance at burning arms. You can figure out how you want to use your arms as a coach the whole game. And and the way it ended, it was pure excitement. And of course, Schwarber, like he usually does in those events, puts on a show. My complaint in both topics would be, and it's the same as I said last week about the slam dunk. Let's get Schwarber and Judge and all these dudes
Let's
out
get
there.
Get the boppers out there. Derby. Yeah, I just saw a clip of Frank Thomas winning it. Had to be like 30 years ago, maybe. I feel it was in Chicago or something like that. In Texas, Frank Thomas winning it, and that was about as big of a name as you could get. We're talking, of course, with the Pride of Butler, former MLB All-Star, longtime MLB pitcher Matt Clement here on 93.7 The Fan. Got a bunch of quick hitters for you in a minute, but Pirates are going to start the second half of the season tonight, Matt, such as it is. They've played more than half the games, obviously. What are you going to be looking for and watching with this team as they're way out of the race? So what do you kind of zero in on the rest of the way here that you're going to be kind of paying close attention to or paying more attention to with this team?
Well, in the immediate, obviously, the two things in the immediate. One is, you know, how they respond for how bad it finished. Mm-hmm. You know, are they going to come out in the same kind of vein where they were struggling so bad? And, you know, they haven't been able to score runs all year, but it was really bad that last road trip. So how are they going to respond? Are you going to get a jolt of energy? Is Donnie Kelly going to be able to kind of revive them again? It seems like every time they start going way downhill, his influence in some way has kind of brought them up. And this is the dog days are coming. Like, the dog days of August are coming. So that's the first immediate. And then the second immediate thing is, like, you know, what's going to happen with the trade deadline? Like, who are they going to trade? What are the moves going to be made? And, you know, it's going to be interesting, you know, what they decide to do here, because there's a lot of ways to go. But to me, to really improve this offense, you have to, you know, I think the thing that people don't understand or don't realize is you got to give somebody up to get somebody. Mm-hmm. So, like, you just aren't going to magically start getting two or three guys to plug in this lineup unless you're giving up some of your dudes. And when I say dudes, it's your prospects. You know, it's your guys that you know, are thought of highly. So it's not an easy fix, it's not an easy situation for Ben Cherington to go into this with.
Matt, we just had a listener text in and say, fast fact, I went to Matt Clement pitching school back in the day. I doubt Matt would remember, but it is 1,000% something that happened. He then added on, I think Neil Walker took me deep twice the following week. So I don't think that's your fault. I think that's more of a Neil Walker being good thing than a Matt Clement pitching school not teaching this particular listener what they needed.
It could be a both thing. It could be a both thing, honestly. That's why I'm not giving pitching lessons.
Matt, I wanted to get your take on this other part before we get to kind of would you or would you not trade this guy? What do you think is going to happen? We'll go through a couple rapid fires. But we're now, 13 days from the deadline. We're basically 2 weeks out. I mean, what happens in a clubhouse? What's it like when you know there's going to be guys on expiring deals, like one-year contract guys? Hey, they're going to get dealt. But what about with guys like Mitch Keller when, if you're somebody who's come up with him, who's played for a while with him, and you feel like you're in limbo, how is that? How do you navigate that in the clubhouse, trying to focus on baseball while knowing these people that you consider friends, obviously, in many cases, good friends, might be in a different uniform in the not-too-distant future?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, I was one of the guys that name came up a lot because I was never like the star of the staff. And I was the guy that had potential that somebody would be interested in kind of like making better. So I felt like every year I was one of those guys at least that was on the block potentially, or at least on the side of the block or close to it. And, you know, it, that person, there's some nerves. There's your family you're worrying about. There's like where I could end up being. Is this going to be somewhere I want to be? So it, but there's a little bit of excitement too. Like, hey, they might send me to somewhere where I have a chance to win this year and get a ring and be in the race and show what I can do in that situation. And then as far as like the friends, it's a great question because that's something that people don't think about. Like, you have relationships, and even if you know, like, I mean, I'd be shocked if Tommy Pham doesn't get traded, even if you know, he's not somebody you came up with, but like, he might be a mentor to somebody that we don't know in that clubhouse right now. Somebody might be like feeling like he's really helped them. So losing somebody that you start to like get close to, or you've been close to or roomed with in the minor leagues, it can be a little bit emotional, but at the same time, if it's somebody you're close with, you're excited for them. In this situation, you're leaving from being 16 and a half games down to maybe getting to go somewhere where you have a chance to win and see them like thrive when it really matters.
Rapid fire with Butler's own Matt Clement, former MLB pitcher, of course, here on the PM team. All right, let's go through some of these players. Let's assume we already know Adam Frazier. He's gone. They get a 28-year-old who's never played MLB ball yet in Cam Devaney coming back. Let's assume Andrew Heaney, Tommy Pham, Caleb Ferguson, all guys who are going to be gone. Okay, that would be my assumption. Yep. I think you feel the same way. Let's talk about some of the more weighty ones. What would you do? What do you expect to happen? However you want to go, I'll just throw out a name. You tell me your thoughts on it. David Bednar.
As much as I love David Bednar, I would trade him. And it's not because I don't think he's good enough. He's the heart. Like, he embodies Pittsburgh, everything else. But he's kind of like revived himself. I think his value is pretty high right now. I don't know if it will be higher, even if he finishes like he's pitching right now, if it'll be higher later. And give him the chance to go win too. If Charrington's shown they can do well, it's with these arms and with this bullpen. And so like, replace with the arms, show that you have this stockpile of arms. That's where you're strong. If it can help get a bat or a minor league bat that's getting close or whatever the case may be. Love David. Don't want him to leave, but I would trade him.
All right, three more. Dennis Santana.
I would hold on to him. I think that he's young enough. He's just kind of, I guess, young enough in his success that he's just, you know, kind of getting going. And those are the kind of guys that you can kind of go 2-3 years where you get a lot of use out of them. And Pirates have a history of guys like him that really get things going and could find a kind of fall into that closer role if Bednar would go.
IKF, by the way, another guy who's obviously going to be gone. That probably is going to open up a spot for Cam Devaney to actually play in the major leagues. All right, so Dennis Santana, keep. We got two more. I'll save the big one for last. Keep Ryan Hayes.
I would get rid of him. Only, like, and again, great defender. Bat unfortunately hasn't come through. The reason I get rid of him is you shred that contract and give yourself some more flexibility. And I know Pittsburgh doesn't want to hear about shedding contracts or not spending money. But you have, it seems like the Cubs and the Yankees are two of the teams that are interested. So they got the plentiful people to give you. If you can get a good deal out of him and kind of start over and, you know, reorganize that money somewhere else or for next year, that's when I'd do.
Last one, Mitch Keller.
I would also trade him. I think that at this point, like, he's getting to the big part of the contract. And he is somebody that can get you some major league bats. Like I said, when I started this, before we got to this rapid fire, you got to give up to get. And Mitch Keller is somebody that could help somebody win a World Series this year or get to the playoffs or achieve their goals. And he's getting the big part of the contract. You know, you have Bubba Chandler waiting to fill his spot. I personally think that I wouldn't be opposed to Bubba Chandler if I could get some big-time players. And that's kind of off the board and not what people want to hear. But like I said, you got to give up to get. And Pittsburgh's not going to be the fans aren't going to be satisfied with just bringing in. Okay, they need us. This lineup needs a splash, and I think Mitch Keller, of the people you've named, especially, is the one dude that can fetch you that splash.
Matt Clement, he's a true media guy, giving big takes, even saying it's time to deal David Bednar, even if we don't want to do it, you got to do it. Matt, always a pleasure, man. Thank you. We'll talk again next week.
All right. Thanks, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.